Abe.
Yes, sir.
How you getting along?
Fine. How are you? You're doing just so wonderfully. I heard me saying that it's so exciting.
I don't know. I don't know. Tell me about what was your general reaction with the Wall Street Journal?
Well, I thought we had a pretty good interview. The fellow who's the head of the office seemed to be very friendly. The other fellow didn't say much. The fellow who wrote the articles just sat there and glowered. But I thought it worked out very well, but, you know, you can never tell these damn things. And the sudden net of it was that I told them that everything I was telling them, I was from a conversation with Morrison and Bullion. I explained to them that these were Texans and that they didn't feel that when they were running a business, they ought to be subjected to any kind of badgering that other people in the business were immune from, and that their position was that this was all politics, and they knew they came from the Republican National Committee, and that they didn't care what the president said about how they were supposed to give out information or not give out information, because their responsibility, and they didn't care what anybody said. And when I said that they thought this was political, he said, oh, no, no, it's not political at all. And I said, well, of course it's political, stuff like this, except for the office that has been of the person who owns the stock holds. One thing they told me on that was kind of interesting, that Miller of the Republican National Committee had, without authorization, taken those two articles that appeared in the Wall Street Journal and reproduced them, broadcast them. They said they sent him a very tough letter protesting that he had no right to do this, that if he did it again, they'd sue him. Violation of copyright. But I gave him the information. They were quite surprised at the drop in the net profits.
I see that today in the U.S. News and World Report that we make a $500,000 after tax.
Well, that's what was in the original Wall Street Journal article. And that's where they picked that up, I guess. They just picked it up from that article.
Well, it's 100, when you exclude the capital gain on sale of capital assets, 162 for last year.
Yeah, I didn't.
If you include that, it's 200 and something.
Yeah, and I got the precise down to the last dollar figure from Walter. I didn't tell him about that capital gains, though, because that just will lead to more questions. Walter told me to, and I told him I wasn't going to, because having talked with those fellows, I know that the next question is what were the assets that were sold, and then you got to get into all the rest of the property that Texas Broadcasting Company owns. I think it'd be a mistake.
Well, I wouldn't. It's on record. I'd say we sold a television station and a bunch of cattle.
Yeah.
That's all. That's very simple. It's not what the outfit earns, though. It earns $165,000 a year after taxes.
Yeah.
And they say it earns $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
There's a hell of a lot of difference.
Sure is.
Now to quit lying that way.
Yeah. But I really think, Mr. President, I can still correct this. I think that the $200,000 figure is low enough. And if I tell them about capital gains, they're going to be after that like a bird dog, and I just don't want to.
Well, I mean, it's a public record. Everybody knows it's over on the FCC, and they all publish it. We bought a valley station, operated it several years, and sold it, and made a capital gain on it, and we pay on it.
Yeah, but they don't know about the cattle.
Well, the cattle are inconsequential, but they know we have cattle, and they know when you sell them, it's a capital gain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a thing to be apologized for. It shows that it's not a regular earning outfit. It's just when you dispose of some assets you've got. And, but I think they exaggerate all this stuff, and it makes it like hell. If we had a state tax tomorrow, that goddamned examiner would come. That examiner would come in, and first thing he'd have is a copy of the Wall Street Journal, and next thing U.S. News and World Report, and he'd try to prove that they were low at $7 million and property's worth $10 million. That's what it ought to be valued at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a very great disservice to us.
Sure it is. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see it comes out, but I think I had a feeling it was going all right, Mr. President. Can't tell with these guys, but I had a feeling it's going all right.
Okay, well, that's what I wanted to know.
Did you get the word about the Elms?
Yeah, it's going to be announced Friday afternoon.
Yeah, it'll be the closing on Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, and it'll be announced. And I went over the announcement, and it's Friday the 4th. So I think it's just as good as it can be.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Waiting.